Hey everybody, welcome to Ron Unfiltered Podcast. Today we are going to talk about four of the only biggest reasons why people don't buy. All right, let's dive right in. We don't have any intro music as such, maybe in the future. So one of the biggest reasons why people don't buy is they don't trust in the speaker. That's the number one. You need to write this down. They don't trust in the speaker, okay? That's you. You as a person, when you give the presentation, they don't trust in you. Now, second is they don't trust the path. You see, there are a million ways to achieve a specific path that you want to go after. Let's say making money. There are a million ways to actually make money. One of them is Amazon FBA. Second is trading. Third is drop shipping. Fourth one is creating courses. Fifth one is high ticket. See, there's a million. There are a million ways to actually go to where you want to go. Let's say you want to lose weight. There's keto. There's, again, a million different things, right? So either first thing is people don't trust in you. The second thing is people don't trust in your path. I mean, they want to go there, but they don't trust the path that you are suggesting them. That's the path that will help them go there in the fastest, in the easiest, in the smallest time possible. Okay, so that's the second thing. So first one is they don't trust in you as a speaker. The second thing is they don't trust in the path. The third thing is they don't trust the product, right? Maybe they trust you a lot. Maybe they know that you are the best person. Maybe they trust the path. Okay, cool. This is the path that'll help me go from point A to point B. Point B is where they want to go as fast as possible. But the third thing is they don't trust the product. Now, why in that case? So I can give you a lot of examples. One of them being, let's say you really love Amul ka company, Amul ka everything, their packaging and everything, maybe their ingredients or something. Maybe let's say a bad news comes out that one of the products is not good. Maybe one of the products, some bad news comes out and now you don't like the product. So that's the third thing why people don't buy. They don't like your product. And the fourth reason is the most important reason is they don't trust in themselves. Okay? They don't trust that they can do it. They don't trust that they will be able to get the results like how you are getting and how other of your clients are getting. So they don't trust in themselves is the fourth biggest reason why people don't buy. Now, here's what I know from the stats. In your audience, in any given audience, the 20% of the crowd is a superior crowd. That means they're like, oh fuck, this is the greatest thing in the world. I think I can do it. And I think I can do it all by myself without any help. And the 80% of the people that are the inferior people, now they don't trust in themselves. All right? Now you need to make them trust in themselves through stories and through a lot of frames that we build inside the presentation. Now I'll go deep into what are frames and how do we build frames and how do you build bits and everything in the near future podcast. But this is just one of the biggest reasons why people don't buy. So as a speaker, a communicator, a presenter, what you need to do, your whole job becomes now is from the start of the presentation till the end of the presentation, what are the key elements that you can inject that will insert new beliefs inside that person, inside your audience, and what are the beliefs that you can take out of them and break and just shatter them, all right? What are the new beliefs, new identities, new thoughts, new feelings that you can insert inside them? Now, here's the thing. Action comes through feelings and thoughts, right? Here's the thing. Imagine why people buy, all right? Let's say the last time you bought an iPhone or a shoes or a whatever it is. Why do people buy? People buy for one and only one reason is because they feel like buying it. They what? They feel like buying it. You see, the reason you go to gym is because you feel like going to gym. The reason you don't go to gym is because you don't feel like going to gym. The reason you eat well, hey, because you feel like eating good food, feel like eating good. The reason you eat junk or you don't eat good food or good stuff is because you don't feel like eating a healthy and good food versus you feel like eating junk. You see, humans take actions and those actions are derived by thoughts and feelings. So here's the thing. Why do people buy? If people buy because they feel like it, instead of hard selling or so-called perfect webinar stack or jazz or telling your crappy story to like all the people a million times, here's what you need to do. You need to create an environment where people feel like buying. And those environments are created through your stories, and not any kind of stories. I'll go deep into what kind of stories you should sell, because storytelling is one of the most important pieces, and not the way that 99% of the people do, not the perfect webinar. Like, of course, there's a different way of stories that we tell that makes the person go out and walk out of the room as a different person altogether. The story, the sake of the story is not to make you the god versus make you resonated with the audience. See, people buy from someone who they feel they understand to. Like, if your audience, if your prospect, if your lead doesn't feel that, hey, you don't understand them, they won't buy from you, right? If they're confused, they won't buy from you. So here's the thing. In short, there are four reasons why people don't buy. People don't trust in the speaker, that's you. People don't trust in the path. They don't trust in the product, and last, they don't trust in themselves. Okay, so once you knock these four out, you'll see you're skyrocketing all the conversions and all the events presentations that you'll be ever doing. All right, and at last, people buy, and for only one and only one reason is because they feel like buying. Okay, so you need to create an environment where people feel like buying themselves, and your job is done. And one of the biggest mistakes that people do in sales is people want actually the other people to buy. Like, you want other people to buy. That's one of the biggest mistakes you can do in sales, because now if you're in that aura, if you're in that energy, what you come across is what we call as a commission breath. People don't like commission breath. So the first reason is, like, you really do not want people to buy. Right? Because if you feel your product is good enough, if you convey good stories, if you build good frames, if you put some good bits out there, and if you have a really good offer that you genuinely think people can buy, like, I think people will just buy if you just do the good job. But I'll highly recommend you to divorce yourself from the outcome. That's what I do. That's what I recommend to all of my clients. Forget about the outcome. Forget about you're going to make a crore. Forget about you're going to make 10 crores or whatever. Just focus. Demonstrate you can help them by actually helping them. The good old Frank Kern stuff. All right. Thanks, everybody. This was a quick podcast. Just coming back after a long time. Just thought to drop some good golden nuggets while walking down the street. And I look forward to seeing you on the next podcast. Take care.